time to be edified by the Word of God. It is time to rise above every storm. It is time to soar on the wings of the eagle. Join Prophet Samuel Addison and Eagles House Chapel International as we bring you a word in season to renew and refresh your spirit man. Receive God's Word this and every Friday from 4:30 to 5 a.m. on 3 FM 92.7 MHz. God richly bless you.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, packed and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
Lift your voice and shout the walk and the work. Let your voice go up, the walk and the work. Say the two things to us. Say the walk and the work. Walking with God and working for God is not the same. Walking with God and working for God is not the same. Let me say it again. Walking with God and working for God is not the same. For the last one, let me say it again. Walking with God and working for God is not the same. What gives value to the work you do for God is the work you do with Him. What gives value to your work is how you walk with Him. Many people are working for God, are working in His house, but are not working with Him. So they are working but not working well. And they are not working and the work is not bringing forth any results. Because before you can show Him, you must know Him. If you don't know Him, you can't show Him. If you don't know Him, you can't reveal Him. If you don't know Him, you cannot reflect Him. So some are so busy working for God, but they have forgotten about working with God. Some are in a hurry to work for God, but they don't know that it is the fruit that brings forth, is the root that brings forth the fruit. And if you want to have good fruit, you must focus on the root. And the fruit is the work, the assignment, but the root is the work. So if your work with Him is weak, it affects your work. The reason why many people come to church, the reason why many churches are lacking workers and they are lacking authentic workers, there are so many
are in church, but few people are working with God. Sorry, walking with God.
So,
most of us here go to church. Come to church. Some are watching me. Go to church. Including some men of God, even behind pulpits. Who are preaching. I can preach. Do things. But I'm not walking with him. And I'll come there. So it is the walk that determines the work. Are you here this blessed morning? Are you sure you're following me? Now, the number one call. The real calling he called us into. He called us into a walk with us. Before the work or the assignment. He called us into relationship before the work. Today, people place priority on the work or on the assignment than the work. My time is limited, but I'm believing God that you get my message. Your work with God will determine your work. We have to pay attention to our work with Christ. Many are busy working for God, but are not working with God. Let me read the scriptures now. All the great men in the Bible read, all of them, from Abraham,
from
Enoch,
from
Elijah, all of them, they walk with God. There are some of you,
it will be
your greatest achievement and your greatest priority is you want to work with some great man.
And
I know this, I work with him. I work for him. We feel proud to say, I work for this man. I work with this man. And some even fight and kill over the one they want to work with. My question to you is that, are you proud of working with God? Or are you even sure you are working with him? And are you proud you are working for him? And are you even sure that you are working for him? Some don't even know that they are working with God. They don't even know. They are not even sure. They are not even sure that they are working for God. Abraham
walked
with God.
Abraham
walked with God.
Abraham
Elijah walked with God.
Elijah walked with God.
The book of Mark chapter 3 verse 40, he called us to himself first. It's about relationship. The reason why the work for God or working for God is difficult in your life is that your work with God is not powerful. The reason why to work for God is a problem and a burden is that you're not working with him. Read for me.
Then he appointed 12. That they might be with him.
So the first, put on the screen first, please. The first reason why he appointed the 12. So that they might be with him.
And that he might send them out to preach.
It is a work with him that bring forth the assignment.
So he called
the 12 that they might be with him. So that he will send them. It is a relationship. Hear me. Your greatest achievement as a Christian is not to buy a car. Your greatest achievement as a believer is not to even have a visa or to get married and have children. But your greatest achievement as a believer is to build a powerful quality relationship with God. So that's why people that have relationship with God don't play with them. Those who walk with him don't joke with them. He appointed the 12 that they might be with him. When we say walk with God, is it mean? What was the meaning of it? Time, let me run fast. Walking with God simply means taking steps with God. Two, it means pleasing God with your lifestyle. Three, it means keeping the company of God. It means you prefer God's company than human company. If you walk with God, and you're walking with him, you love to be in his company than human company. If you walk with him, you prefer to be in his company. The reason we are lacking workers in the house of God, not just workers, we are lacking authentic workers, is that many people go to church, but few people are walking with God. There are four groups of people in every church, write it down. One, those who come to church fully to see God. Church to see the face of God. They came to serve God. They came to receive something from God. In their mind, they are here because they want to see God. The other group are those who come partly to see God and partly to see things. They love God, but they love things. The third one, running fast. Are those who are fully seeking things, not God?
Some will
be here for 6 months.
And
why are they 6 months? They are here because of visa. They are not here to serve God. They've heard that you pray people get their visa. So they came for visa. Nothing else. And some are here to serve the devil. They are here as devils. In every church. They are devils in the churches. Every trouble in church, they are behind the trouble. Every confusion in the church, they are behind the confusion. They are not here to serve God. They are here to cause confusion. Let me say this, my time. Those who are seeking things. You know something? Acts 19, something happened. The sons of Sceva, verse 11 coming down. They walk with God. And they work for God. If you want to work, you want to work for God, then work for God. Then work with God, sorry. Be fast.
Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul.
God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul.
So that even handkerchiefs, aprons, were brought from his body to the sick. And their diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know."
No, when they started casting out the devil, demon responded.
And at that one, you know,
we know Paul.
You know Paul.
We know Jesus.
You know Christ.
But you,
now we'll,
we don't know. You don't know the reason why I said that. It means you are trying to work for God.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but you don't achieve the work with Him.
Is
the work you work with Him that will make Him to know you? Working for Him. They use the name. So, the name they used, they were trying to work for God. And he said, "We don't know you. Because you are not working with Him." Are you following me? That's why that boy said that. Bible declares that with God all things. Now, he said, with man it's impossible. Which means if you work and work with man is impossible. But when you work with Him, our problem is that we are not working with God.
Yeah, I want to say, you need really nanti.
It's that we know this man.
See,
one day, the book of Matthew chapter number 7:22. It's in the last days, you will come and say, "Papa,
prophesy for me.
I prophesied in your name. I cast demons in your name." Prophecy is not working for God. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, I have not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders." Not all in His name. It's not working for God. Is it not working for God? Is it not working for God? Look at the answer.
"And then I will declare to them."
I will declare to them.
"I never knew you.
I don't know why you didn't walk with me."
If you say, "What do you mean, Anante?"
Here today. So you can be working for God, and He doesn't know you. If it's work, He can even use a donkey to speak. If it is work, He can even command stones to work. It's not the work He needs from you. It's the relationship. It's not the work. He didn't call because of work. He called you first to build relationship before the work. But today, we are busy. He said, "I casted demons because I don't know you. You didn't work with me." The platform, I'll speak more on the youth service. The platform for to develop your walk with God. One, we don't walk with God occasionally or accidentally.
Ben, come.
It's like in the morning.
Question of
every morning, me and Ben, we meet at watch a seller line.
And
Ben said, "Oh, please come in front and buy your watch." And he became my friend. And we started walking. It's accidental walking. I met him at the watch line. I met him at funeral. I met him at party. And he became my friend. And we are walking. Accidentally. Like most of you. You meet a girl, you meet a boy. Where were you born? I was born in April. Me too, April. Yeah, me. What date? April 4th. Me too, April 10th. Hey, this year. Hey, wow. Then God is bringing third and fourth a vampire. We don't walk with him occasionally or accidentally. Walking with God, it must be intentional. It must be daily. To walk with God, the platform, sometimes called continuous separation or seclusion. Continuous separation. You know, when you are walking with God,
so when you're ready and nanti,
it's difficult. Those who walk with God,
when you're ready and
in the Bible, desert. Every party you are there. Every occasion you are there. Every family gathering you are there. Those who walk with God, they are always separated. To see them. To see them. Separation. What is on now?
Should we too?
All men of impact. Are seekers of God, not men. They are always hunting and panting after God. It is your hunting and your panting that gives you a path in life.
There are
people that seek God. Let me pay this and close the service time. Don't forget, real voices in generations are always made at quiet places behind closed doors. Most of us, we are far from God while we're in the church. We are far from God.
You're
in the church.
And so, sorry, mu.
Far. So we are not walking with him. So how can we work for him? You can't. And if you are working for him, and you are not working with him, your work is fruitless.
But
if you work with God,
then
even your coffin bring results. Your cough bring results. Those who walk with God, they get resolved effortless. So if you break too much, I say, "Oh, sorry, Sunday, now all night, and also nyami." No, I say, "Oh, Dada, nyami, you are convincing God to do something." I mean, 6 months we here, why you 3 days fasting because we here we binti. There's one guy and I came here for 2 years, there's no pay visa. About constant 2 months. Uncle visa, in fact, mama. When he was there, I knew they would not give it to him. He called me. And I said, I prayed and I laughed. I knew because I realized that his commitment was not to serve God, but his commitment is for visa. If you meet those who work with God,
so we share one and you're ready.
The last one now. The third one, first one is you don't work with God occasionally. Second, continuous separation, seclusion. You pant and hunt after God. The third one is daily intake of the word.
You done thing in a seed for a radiant coupon as seminal eddy.
Everything about God is in his word. So dwelling in his word, it means you are dwelling in God. When was the last time you locked yourself in your room? Put your phone somewhere and you sat down and you put your face in the Bible.
Now
to read it, to eat it.
So
many men of God, they only read the Bible, they're going to preach only prayer.
So for be brave, I'm be kind to read now. I'm going to radio. I'm going to bomb fire.
There are many people that check that.
If I be brave, I'm sorry, mo.
Because for you to walk with him,
so when in the benanti, no.
Daily, you must feed on the way. It's a man shall not live by bread alone. But every word that proceeds, the word proceeds daily intake. If you want to walk with God daily, the word must be in you. You must have time for the word. You know why? It is the word that makes you to become a great personality on the earth. It is the word that you know that will cause you to show him. Because in the word we know him. And then that Lord your God shall be strong. If you don't know the word, you can't show him. The reason why you can't go for showing him is you don't know the word.
You say, "Unima semono."
Your worry say, my account 1,000 Ghana cedis, my account 22,000, my account 100 Ghana cedis. Hey, minister Kakura, but you are poor in the word. You're not even worried about being poor in the word. He said, be rich in, you're not even worried.
No.
You are not if most of you, if you get iPhone latest, they say, when you buy gear off, you'll be celebrating as if that will open doors for you.
C'est ça, et à dire, nous, il y en a, il y 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 a, il y